भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो छायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 63। लॉर्ड कृष्णा फाइट्स विद बाणासुर। टेक्स्ट 23-26। टेक्स्ट 23। अथ नारायणदेव तम माहेश्वरो वैष्णवश्च युयुधाते ज्वरा विभो। अथ नारायणदेव तं दृष्ट्वा विसृज्य ज्वरम् माहेश्वरो वैष्णवश्च युयुधाते ज्वरा विभो। अथ नारायणदेव तं दृष्ट्वा विसृजज्वरम् माहेश्वरो वैष्णवश्च युयुधाते ज्वरावुभौ। Word by word meaning Atha thereupon Narayana Deva, Lord Narayan, Krishna, Tam, Him, the Shiva Jwara, Drishtva, seeing, Vyasrujat, release, Jwaram, his personified fever of extreme cold as opposed to the extreme heat of the Shiva Jwara. Maheshwara of Lord Maheshwar. Vaishnava of Lord Vishnu. Cha and Yuyudhate fought. Jvarau the two fevers. Ubhau against each other. Translation. Seeing this personified weapon approach, Lord Narayan then released his own personified fever weapon, the Vishnu Jwar. The Shiva Jwar and Vishnu Jwar thus battle each other. There is no purport, and I have been asked to read few more verses. Text 24. The Shiva Jwar, overwhelmed by the strength of the Vishnu Jwar, cried out in pain. But finding no refuge, the frightened Shiva Jwar approached Lord Krishna, the master of the senses, hoping to attain his shelter. Thus with joined palms he began to praise the Lord. Purport. As pointed out by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, it is significant that the Shiva Jwar had to leave the side of his master, Lord Shiva, and directly take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Text 25. The Shiva Jwara said, I bow down to you of unlimited potencies, the Supreme Lord, the Supersoul of all beings. You possess pure and complete consciousness and are the cause of cosmic creation, maintenance and dissolution. Perfectly peaceful, you are the Absolute Truth to whom the Vedas indirectly refer. Purport. Previously, the Shiva Jwar felt himself to be unlimitedly powerful and thus attempted to burn Sri Krishna. But now he himself has been burned. And understanding that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he humbly approaches to bow down and offer praise to the Absolute Truth. According to the Acharyas, the word Sarvatmanam indicates that Lord Sri Krishna is the Supersoul, the giver of consciousness to all being, to all living beings. Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Matta Smritir Jnanam Ahapovanam Cha. From me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. In this commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti emphasizes that the Shiva Jwar has realized in many ways Lord Krishna's supremacy over his master, Lord Shiva. Thus the Shiva Jwar addresses Krishna as Ananta Shakti, possessor of unlimited potency, Paresha, the supreme controller, and Sarvatma, the Supersoul of all beings, even of Lord Shiva. The words Kevalam Nyapti Matram indicate that Lord Krishna possesses pure omniscience. According to our limited understanding, we act in this world, but Lord Krishna, with his unlimited understanding, performs infinite works of creation, maintenance and annihilation. As Srila Jiva Goswami points out, even the functions of the gross elements such as air depend on him. The Taittiriya Upanishad confirms this. Bhishasmat Vatah Pavate. Out of fear of him, the wind blows. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna is the ultimate object of worship for all living beings. Text 26. Translation and purport. Translation. Time, fate, karma, the jiva and his propensities, the subtle material elements, the material body, the life air, false ego, the various senses, and the totality of these as reflected in the living being's subtle body, all this constitutes your material illusory energy, Maya, an endless cycle like that of a seed and plant. I take shelter of you, the negation of this Maya. Purport. The word Bija Roha Pravaha is explained as follows. The conditioned soul accepts a material body with which he attempts to enjoy the material world. That body is a seed, Bija, of the future material existence, because when a person acts with that body, he creates further reactions, karma, which grow, roha, into the obligation to accept another material body. In other words, material life is a chain of actions and reactions. The simple decision to surrender to the Supreme Lord releases the conditioned soul from this futile repetition of material growth and reaction. According to Srila Sridhara Swami, the words Tan Nishedham Prapadhe indicate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is Nishedha Vadhi Bhutam, the limit of negation. In other words, after all illusion is negated, the absolute truth remains. The process of education may be succinctly described as a way of educating ignorance through the attainment of knowledge. Through inductive, deductive, and intuitive means, we attempt to refute the specious, the illusory, and the imperfect, and elevate ourselves to a platform of full knowledge. Ultimately, when all illusion is negated, that which remains firmly in place is the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the previous text, the Shivajara described the Supreme Lord as Sarvatmanam Kevalam Nyapti Matram, pure concentrated spiritual consciousness. Now the Shivajara concludes his philosophical description of the Lord by saying in this text that the various aspects of material existence are also potencies of the Supreme Lord. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti mentions that the Supreme Lord's own body and senses, as implied here by the word Tan Nishedam, are non-different from the Lord's pure spiritual existence. The Lord's body and senses are not external to him, nor do they cover him, but rather the Lord is identical with his spiritual form and senses. The full absolute truth, unlimited in fascinating diversity, is Lord Sri Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Ropaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantakam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Naminim Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि कौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। So I had been asked to read almost 4 or 5 verses. And in these verses we can see that the fight between Shiva Jwar and Narayana Jwar, Vishnu Jwar, you can see that this fight began between Banasur, Lord Krishna and Balaram. And we can see that Banasur is the devotee of Shiva, Lord Shiva. And he wanted to take his help to fight. Śrīla Viśvanātha Cakravarti Thakura explains that Lord Shiva agreed to fight for 2 reasons. One is to increase the pleasure of Lord Krishna. He wanted that Lord Krishna to be pleased. And to establish and to show that Lord Krishna, although he came as a human being, manushim tanum ashritam, but still he is a supreme amongst all incarnations. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Krishna's supremacy is always proved through various incidents, through all these pastimes. And here we can see that Banasur, who had come in the family of Prahlad Maharaj, he was from that lineage. And earlier also we had discussed that how Narkasur or Bhaumasur, he, because of the association of Banasur, had become very demoniac. And we had seen that what were his atrocities. He had abducted 16,100 princesses from different parts of the world and kept them at a very informidable place where nobody could approach, fortified with electric fencing, anila gas, and so many ways he was trying to, he had kept them as good as prisoners. And his name also very befitting, Narakasur, because one who makes any situation to be hellish, creating such kind of hellish situation. Prison is a very hellish place actually. If you have heard Krishnam Prabhu a few days before, he was explaining various types of prison and how it is very difficult. So it is next to hell. he did not have to go there and personally experience anything. But it's very difficult. So Narakasura, he had made this place a very hellish place. And we had seen that how Lord Krishna, he killed Narakasura. Some say that Satyabhama killed Narakasura. There are various versions are there. Satyabhama and Krishna, they were fighting with Narakasura. But we accept the Varacharya's commentary, Srila Prabhupada. So here, now the main person, Banasura, he is now directly face to face with Krishna. And you must have heard previously that how Banasura was fighting with Satyaki, and he saw that his army was getting defeated. Krishna and Balaram, they were killing all his army. And so that time he decided to confront. And when Lord Krishna was fighting, he understood that he is not going to be victorious. He is going to get defeated. That time his mother intervened in between. We have heard that how his mother Kotra, she came and interfered, and without any clothes. So such kind of situation Krishna had not expected, that this could be another strategy to avoid fighting. So Krishna, he covered his face. He didn't want to see such kind of thing. And of course Banasura, he took that opportunity to run away from the battle, to say he understood that he is not going to be spared. And then now we see that Lord Shiva, because he was siding Banasura, he had to prove that yes, his side is victorious, his devotee is victorious. And somehow there it is the power of Yoga Maya which bewilders everyone. And Shiva also, many times earlier also, he had surrendered to Lord Vishnu. He is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He is the greatest amongst all the Vaishnavas. So one may wonder that how he can become such enemy to Lord Vishnu. So of course we cannot understand from the material perspective. It is not a material pastime. In a material world, one becomes enemy out of ignorance. When one doesn't see other person as a spirit soul or as a part and parcel of Lord Krishna, he doesn't see the super soul in the heart of other person. So when our vision is covered, then we cannot see things properly. And in these pastimes also we can see that without Lord Krishna giving us that vision, we cannot understand Lord Krishna. So therefore, even it appears that even Lord Shiva gets bewildered by Lord's Yoga Maya potency. And he releases his Shiva Jewar, which we heard yesterday, that how Shiva Jewar had three heads, three legs, six arms, and nine eyes. Everything in multiples of three. Trishul. So some kind of Lord Shiva's creative way of making some demons. So, and it was very funny also to look at. Three heads and nine eyes, suddenly three eyes on each head. and he is running on the three legs. He's trying to attack Lord Vishnu, thinking that he would defeat, he would be victorious. So much arrogance or so much pride. He couldn't see that he is the Supreme Lord. He had defeated Jarasandha so many times, 17 times, killed Kansa and so many demons in Vrindavan. So, but at that time, his intelligence was covered over. He couldn't see that he is the Supreme Lord, and it is in my benefit to surrender unto him. And of course he came with his power, full power. It is explained that Shivajara was very hot. Temperature, jwar means temperature. And it was almost 12 times that of sun. You can see in the summer we are experiencing sun is scorching heat. We are just waiting for the rains. And 12 times, you can just imagine what will happen. We may not survive. It is explained at the time of annihilation, the whole world, the entire temperature of the universe increases. And when the temperature increases, we can't survive at such high degree of temperature. We need some specific conditions to survive. And at the time of annihilation, this is needed, that the entire cosmic manifestation to be destroyed. Because it is explained that the whole material world has been created for the purpose of perfecting one's life. One has been given the chance of human form of life to inquire about Supreme Absolute Truth, to make relevant inquiries, to serve the Supreme Lord, to serve the spiritual master, and to come out of this material world. That is the whole purpose of this material creation. And for the enjoyment of those who want to enjoy in this material world, false happiness, illusory happiness, they try to enjoy in this material world. And it is explained that Lord Ananta, who is holding all the universes on his hoods, Ananta Dev is holding. Each universe is like a mustard seed on his head. So when Lord Ananta, he sees that the time is getting over and the people or the conditioned souls in this material world are not taking this opportunity to perfect their lives, and it is a time of dissolution, annihilation. So much time has passed, but the living entity, the conditioned soul, has not taken up the process seriously. Has not made inquiries. Has not become serious in his spiritual life. So, that is more important actually. That one makes relevant inquiries, becomes serious in spiritual life, and serves the Supreme Lord, his devotees, and elevates one's consciousness. So when he sees that people are not doing that, and it is a time of annihilation, now I have to annihilate the entire world, cosmic manifestation. Then he becomes slightly angry. Anantadev, who has been holding these universes, he becomes angry. And from his eyebrows come the Rudras, 11th Rudras. And fire starts emanating from his mouth, and then the entire cosmic manifestation is destroyed. And at the time the heat of the universe increases. Sometimes it is explained that 100 times, sometimes here it is 12 times. But whatever, the entire universe is destroyed. All the universes are destroyed. So that was the temperature Shiva Jora was having. He had come with such power as is to destroy everything. Just like Lord Indra. He also wanted to inundate the entire Vrindavan. He had called for Samvartaka clouds, which are brought at the time of cosmic annihilation. And he was pouring the rains, huge rains, continuously, 7 days, 7 nights. And his only purpose was to destroy. To destroy everything, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Lord Krishna, everyone. He couldn't see that he is the same Supreme Lord. So that was the power actually. He was trying to bring all that power to defeat Lord Krishna. Defensive mechanism. So here also we can see that Shiva Jwar, he was approaching with such power, such heat, the temperature, and everyone was getting disturbed. He seemed to burn everything in the 10 direction. It was not only one direction, but all directions it was just disturbing. So Lord Krishna, who is the super soul in the hearts of all living entities, he is Ananta Shakti. He has got unlimited potencies, unlimited power. In front of him, this power was insignificant. It was nothing. What is the power? So he released his Vishnu Jwar. Vishnu Jwar was making everything cold. And Shiva Jwar was making everything hot. But when Vishnu Jwar came, because of the cold, his power started reducing. Because it started, his temperature started reducing, heat and cold. So he started losing the power. And he started realizing that, yes, this is, my power is reducing. Srila Prabhupada also explains that when there is lot of temperature, one can some other tolerate. One can tolerate the high degree temperature in the summer. But when everything becomes cold, then everything stops. We cannot function. Everything stops. So therefore, here the power of Vishnu Jwar, it reduced the power of Shiva Jwar. His temperature started reducing. And he started realizing that he is helpless now. He can't do anything. And even his master, Lord Shiva cannot help him now. Because although he had given him this tremendous Shakti, the power of Shivajwar with so much of temperature, but that was nullified by Vishnujwar. And therefore, some other year realize that now I had to take shelter of the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna, with whom I am trying to fight. So therefore, he took shelter of the Supreme Lord. And he began to offer prayers that yes, now I am helpless, I take shelter. And he started glorifying the Supreme Lord. Because he understood that it is his mistake, that now I cannot do anything. I have to surrender. Surrender to the Supreme Lord. All my problems are happening because I am not surrendering to the Supreme Lord. So that is how the living entities also are suffering in this material world. It is explained that the living entity, because of the false ego, doesn't want to surrender to the Supreme Lord. There may be so many difficulties, problems may come, but one thinks that it is a part of life. It is somehow that I can escape or try to do something and try to evade those problems. But the conditioned living entity does not take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And as long as conditioned living entity is not taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, his problems will continue endlessly. And here in the next verse, Shivajwar is explaining that how it is happening. He first of all is offering various glorification to the Supreme Lord to prove his supremacy. Namami Tvananta Shaktim. You have got unlimited Shaktis, unlimited potencies. Parisham, you are the Supreme Lord. Sarvatmanam, you are the consciousness, complete consciousness of all living entities. And are the cause of the creation, maintenance and dissolution. Vishvatpatti Sthana Samrodha Hetum. The whole creation, maintenance and destruction is happening because of the Supreme Lord. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sad. That's Srishti Sthiti Pralaya. Brahmaji also explains that creation, maintenance and dissolution, this is happening because of the Supreme Personality of God. It is not that it is just automatically happening somehow or other. Behind the entire cosmic manifestation, there is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created. And in many religions also, they have the concept of heaven and hell created by God. So who is that God? So that is explained very nicely in our Vaishnava literatures, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created the entire cosmic manifestation. And this cycle of birth and death which is going on, which Shivajwara is explaining in the next verse, is that time, fate, karma, the jiva and his propensities, the subtle material elements, the material body, the life ever, false ego, the various senses, and the totality of these as reflected in the living being's subtle body, all this constitutes your material illusory energy maya. An endless cycle like that of seed and plant. So he has come to that conclusion. He has become very analytical now. He is able to understand that the time factor, which because of the time, fate, karma, the entire creation has taken place, and all living entities have got some form, and when they have got this human form of life, then all the karma is calculated. Karma is very difficult to understand. Lord Krishna himself explains in Bhagavad Gita, Gahana Karmano Gati. The intricacies of karma is very difficult to understand. Sometimes suddenly some karma may come up and one starts thinking that why this is happening to me. Basic Bhagavad Gita course, Science of Self-Realization, Journey of Self-Discovery. So which is very difficult to understand and explain to people that yes, it is because of the karma. Individual's karma. And of course Lord Krishna explains that amongst all the five basic truths, the five basic points we explain about Bhagavad Gita, that karma is not eternal. Karma can be changed. It is not that karma, one is suffering because of the karma and one will continue to suffer. And that is a misconception. Sometimes some religions, they try to use this philosophy to justify their power. And they tell that it is because of your karma you are suffering in this life. And you will continue to suffer. Only some pious souls will go to heaven and others will go to hellish for eternity. So there are various misconceptions in various religions. And that has to be very clarified. Our Vaishnava philosophy, which gives a complete holistic understanding of karma, and gives the process by which one can overcome. One can come out of this cycle of birth and death or the intricacies of karma, karma bandhan. Yajnarthat karmanyonyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. If any activity which is not performed for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord is going to give reaction, karma bandhana. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachar. Therefore Lord Krishna explains that therefore you must perform your work in such a way that you don't get entangled. So therefore the process of bhakti can bring one above karma. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahmaji also explains that karmani nirdahati, the karmas, so many of this life or of the previous lives are stored like seeds within the hearts, and they are sprouting as we come in contact with modes of material nature. Karma is fructifying and then reactions we are getting, and it is going on for lifetimes after lifetimes. And here it is explained that it is like seed and plant. Which comes first? Seed or plant? Seed or plant? So of course we understand from the higher perspective that both come simultaneously. We cannot, we may think that in the mental world it is something as beginning and something as end, or but all living entities, they come simultaneously. It is not that the species have evolved from one after another. So this is inconceivable, definitely, but we take the help of our acharyas, that they explain that this is the way the whole material world is functioning. And from the seed comes plant, and from the plant comes seed, and it is going on and on and on. So similarly, the cycle of birth and death is going on. And this is the entire material energy, the Maya, Shakti. And Shiva Chaura is explaining that this is Maya. This is not the truth. Maya means that which is not. So, by analytical understanding, one can come to know that not this, not this, not this, neti, neti, neti. But what it remains? What is that? What is above that? That is the Supreme Absolute Truth. The Supreme Absolute Truth is not affected by the material energy. It is beyond. If it gets affected, that means it is not spiritual, it is material. Sometimes there is another misconception that a living entity, when it covered by ignorance, it is suffering. But when it comes out of that, then one can become Brahman. Am Brahmasmi. One can become. But Srila Prabhupada explains that we can become Brahman, but we are not Parabrahmasmi. We cannot say that I am Parabrahmasmi. They're not like that. So therefore, Aham Brahmasmi is all right. I am Brahman, but not Aham Parabrahmasmi. I cannot become the Supreme Brahman. So that Brahman, that Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth, that is the ultimate truth that one should try to search out in this life. And when somebody finds that and serves the Supreme Lord, then out of devotion, then the cycle of birth and death will be ending. It will end. Then one doesn't have to come back in this material world. And when somebody surrenders to the Supreme Lord, gives up his false ego, false ego is the last to give up. We may give up some material attachments, conditionings, anarthas, we may give up. But the false ego is very difficult to give up. We try to defend. So therefore, when somebody gives up that false ego and surrenders to the Supreme Lord, then one's consciousness gets very clear. One can see everything very clearly. And he realizes that, yes, this is the process. The devotional service is a process by which one can always remain above the three modes of material nature. As long as we are affected by the three modes of material nature, we cannot go above. But when somebody surrenders to the Supreme Lord, serve the Supreme Lord, then one can go above these three modes of material nature. And this type of consciousness is very, very important, that we develop this consciousness. Srila Prabhupada used to tell that Krishna consciousness is our original consciousness. He has given these books to understand that. And to practice that life, it becomes more practical. It is not just theoretical, but when we practice it, then one can see that yes, this is a more practical, devotional service is more practical. And this has been exemplified by our acharyas also. Our previous acharyas. Today is also happened to be the disciplines day of Srila Shyamananda Pandit. And we can see that in his life also, Srila Shyamananda Pandit, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and Srinivas Acharya, they came after Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were specially empowered to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Because they knew that this is the process. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have come in this age of Kali. Because people are so much covered over in this material world by the mode of ignorance. The influence of Kali Yuga is so strong that to make somebody little favorable is also is becoming so difficult. So therefore, they were empowered to give the message to all people. And Srila Shyamananda Pandit also, he was born in Utkal, and where, right, he was from the family of the dynasties of six Gopals. His father from that dynasty, and his father was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He encouraged him to worship Lord Krishna, and he saw that he has a great devotion to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So he told him that you should take initiation, you should find spiritual master. And he immediately said that yes, my spiritual master is Hruday Chaitanya, who is at Ambika Kalna, and who is a disciple of Gauridas Pandit. And I want to go there. I want to go there and take initiation from him. I want to surrender to him. So he, of course, his father saw that he is young, he cannot go alone. But later on, there were some devotees going to Gaudadesh to bathe in Ganga. So he went along with them. And he went to Ambika Kalna. And he went to the house of Gaudadas Pandit, where Hruday Chaitanya was there. And he came in front of him and offered obeisances. And he said that I want to serve you. I want to serve your lotus feet. Please give me shelter. And Hruday Chaitanya was very pleased to see him. His name was given Dukhi earlier by his father. But then seeing the devotion in his heart, he gave him the name Krishnadas. Dukhi Krishnadas became his name. And of course, Hruday Chaitanya later on, he told him to go to Vrindavan to study under Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was one of the six Goswamis staying in Vrindavan, and six Goswamis, their mission, they were commissioned to write literatures, Vaishnava literatures, establish temples. The great, tremendous great work they were doing in Vrindavan. And Dukhi Krishnadas was sent there. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, they were also sent to study under Jiva Goswami. And they were studying there. And later on we can see that how the name of Dukhi Krishnadas became Shyamananda. Sometime later we'll discuss, because now time is getting over. But of course they were sent to Bengal with all the literatures, Bengali literatures, to translate. And all the literatures got stolen. And some other Srinivas Acharya, he met King Birambir and he recovered those literatures. And Srila Shyamananda Pandit, he went to Utkal, his place, and he delivered many people. And his great disciple was Rasikananda Murari. And there are a lot of stories about him also, but we will stop here. because time is getting over, and the importance, the message is that how the whole process is helping us to develop our consciousness. That is the main point, that how Shiva Jora also, when he surrendered to the Supreme Lord, he could see everything clearly. He could understand that there is no point in fighting, developing enmity towards the Supreme Lord. I have to surrender to the Supreme Lord, and that is in my benefit. So similarly, when the living entity decides to surrender, giving up his false ego, then one's original consciousness can be developed. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।
हरे कृष्णा, देयर इज वन अनाउंसमेंट।